How about Yossi Moore, Sunday night?
Anyway, for those who do that again, and Dirshu are starting Chedek Vav tomorrow. They finish Chedek K. They're starting Chedek Vav, so it's definitely a very big simcha. Anyone who, if it fits into their program to start, then they can start. They can lachaim. I was definitely going to bring the lachaim. It's too much for 1 week. So if you have, it's interesting that it's both the same day, right? Tomorrow, Mr. Shum, they'll be starting Pesachim, and we'll be starting Chedek Vav, which Hilchos Chol HaMoed is very geshmak in Yonim. And Erevin, it's a big simcha that you have thousands of people in the globe which are finished Erevin. There are other miscarriages that people can do. It's just good to be aware of. And there's something called Oiraisa. We have something called Oiraisa. Oiraisa is something called that they do on the day, Sunday till Thursday. So it's basically 2.5 daf a week. And that they started together with Siyum HaShas, and they're up to, I think, Shabbos Nun Dalet. In America, it's kicked off. It's just good to know what's available. The Maisa Dafyim is definitely by far the most popular. And it's. I think I want to take the opportunity to just redoise. I think there's a few chedushim, geshmaki chedushim in Erevin. Because you go through Erevin and it's very difficult. The halachas, the gemaras are very, very hard. And the halachas and Maisa are sometimes difficult to get out of the gemara. And I want to share with the Erevin just a couple of shadows that came up over the weekend, which we heard from someone. Chalisa was in Dubai and someone in Israel. There was there different places. Someone wants to know if I'm going to the hotel in Dubai. So that's Ichamdish Dubai. Okay, so the kids, he wanted to know, he's in a hotel and he's not the only Yiddish person in the hotel. There's someone else in the hotel. There's another room. There's another Yid taking the other room. And the shayla is, does he have to make Erev Chatzeris before Shabbos, or is he allowed to carry without an Erev Chatzeris? Sometimes he's going to want to carry stuff from downstairs, the kitchen, to upstairs. And really, he's carrying in an area which is not so posh that you can carry, which we'll see by Eza Hashem. And it's not so posh that the Shaila is, it keeps on coming up, this Shaila. In a hotel, can you carry around the building? In a hospital, can you carry around the building in a hospital? A person's in a hospital, and he wants to carry food up from the Shabbos room, and going back to his room, does he need to have an Erev? Does he need to have Erev Chatzeris? So let me just be Muslim, very clearly, that imagine you have two houses next to each other. You have two semi-houses, and they both share a back garden. They've got a communal back garden. And the shaila is, what would be any problem with taking a chvisa? Let's say you want to borrow a matzah from next door, you want to borrow a bottle of Coke from next door. What would be the problem of going to your next door neighbor, knocking on the door, and taking a bottle of wine, taking a matzah from next door? It's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You've got a nice front garden, which is all the mechitzas up to 10 tefachim, and you've got Balabatasha gates and everything. There's no mokum for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So why should there be an issue to carry a bottle of wine from your next door neighbor? The terrace is... thank you. What's the reason why? Shloim HaMelech was misakin zedin derabbanan. That, the reason is unbelievable. That people might think that, you know, the garden, in the front garden, it's a sort of communal garden because you and your neighbor are using it. People will think that is considered like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You can see there's two big mishpachas which are using it. They're playing football. They're playing all sorts of things there in the front garden. And if you are allowed to carry from the front communal garden into your house, people will think, so you can carry from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into your house. So therefore, I can carry from the street into the front garden. There shouldn't be any difference. Therefore, Chazal said that if there's no difference, then we can say that people will say there's no difference. You can't carry from your next door neighbor through the front garden, which is communal, into your house. Now, obviously, the shaila is, we don't have communal front gardens usually. Everyone tries to separate it, their garden from their neighbor. That's exactly why a shared drive, you'll see, has got a lot lower value in a house than a house which has got its own personal drive. You'll see that some houses are up for sale, but a mesa, because they're a shared drive, then it causes problems. They can't extend against the zach. It's a whole to do, right? So in a case where you've got your own private front garden, what should be the problem? Knocking on your next door neighbor, getting a matzah. Why should you have to have any Erev Chatzeris? If you want to get a matzah, you've got your personal front gardens. Of them, the Achrenim say that the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah says, once Chazal made that takana about because of front gardens, we have to make a gezerah b'chol oifan. And even if, let's say lo yitzuya, your house and your next door neighbor's house, you were able to go through just by a door in the chos in your front in your dining room. Let's say, just imagine, yeah, you still need to come onto an Erev Chatzeres. What is an Erev Chatzeres? You get hold of a matzo or two, you get a couple of matzos, and you knock on your neighbor's door. And you say, please pick up these matzahs. Pick up these matzahs, and I want you to have a share in these matzahs. Now the two matzahs belong to both of them, partially you and partially your neighbor. And now you go ahead and say the nusach that you want this to be matzah for you to carry things from next door to your house and your house to next door. That is really Erev Chatzeres. And it's interesting to note that the minhag is to do an Erev Pesach. And this past year, many people have told me that I haven't done it because we have this first lockdown during Pesach, and Erev Pesach is the time that people like to make the Erev Chatzeres, and this year they forgot to do it. It wasn't possible to do it because they didn't want to have contact with the neighbour, start picking it up. How are you going to be mezakeh to them? You can't just give it to your wife, to your child, to pick it up on behalf of your neighbour. It has to be someone mibachutz. Who's going to do it? It's not so practical. Erev Pesach was a bit of a bahola this year. So the Maisa, many people have told me they haven't done it, and it's good to know, the Maisa is good to refresh it. Because the Matzia says that matzahs don't last forever, they get stale. If you try those matzahs which are from a year and a half ago, they're bound to be pretty stale, nearly coming to 2 years, they're not rubbish. 1.5 years, just over 1.5 years, they can get stale, which is often a sifin shofan aruch, that if it gets stale, it's possible, it's no good. The idea is that the matzah brings the two together, that your neighbour can have some shaykhs to your house, because there's food there, and whenever there's food, there's
obviously a shaykh. Because the house,
shtot here. Sorry? Okay. If there's a shtot here, then the shtot, you have to make sure the shtot remember to renew the matzah as well. I'm sure there's someone mamuna, and you have to know who's mamuna to renew it every single pizah. And they also have to renew it and keep it in a special place, and that's going to help. Okay, that's benegeh to the Erev Chatzeres. Okay, very nice. That sorts out the Erev Chatzeres. I mean, I remember in Eretz Yisrael, we're going back about 6 years ago, that Erev Shabbos, there was a massive snowstorm, and it was freezing cold in the Deiros in Eretz Yisrael. And then, what pushed it was that the electricity went off. So we were in a Deira, right, and we had a baby, and the place was freezing cold, there was no electricity, no heating. So someone saved us, and we went to stay by someone, in the Chris Mechas Yitzchak, it's very geschmack. And the Maisa is that Friday night, I'll never forget that Friday night davening. It was amazing. Because the Erev, all the Shchula Erevs and the Shtot Erev in Yerushalayim, they all went down. They were all snapped. It was a crazy storm. And I remember calling up the Badatz line, and they said that this week the Erev is down, and you can't be metaltal, you can't carry it this week. And I remember that Friday night davening, I was davening a chweis, one of the Shemechas Yisrael Shul, and there was Talmud Chachamim which were handling shayles I've never had to deal with before. Are you allowed to wear gloves? Are you allowed to wear galoshes? A lot of them came with galoshes. Are you allowed to wear like basic things that us and chusarais are dealing with on a week-to-week basis? They were posh at handling the basics. I remember I was busy the whole month discussing with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, trying to talk them into, yes, galoshes is okay, and gloves is okay. They were trying to get into the mode of it. And the Maisa, what we did is, on the way back from shul, it was interesting, someone told me that you know something, what's going to be with carrying in the buildings? He's got a big building in Mechas Yitzchak. What's going to be? He wants to carry food from one flat to another flat. And l'chayra, this is included in the gezeirah. You haven't got the shtot here, you haven't got the shkula here. You're left with nothing. And there was a Talmud Chacham, a relative of mine there, that he was very clever, and a few minutes before Shabbos, he was mezaka the Erev for his whole olam in the flats, and with that he was able to save the olam that now they're able to carry it, at least in the buildings, because he did the Erev, which works for the whole building. Very interesting to
building.
Be on. Sorry?
Just his building.
Only works for his building. Yeah. He's not able to go further than that. So the Maisa, at least he saved his building from doing it. So it's very good to know that this idea of Erev Taka works for that. Now, so that's going to get to. When you have the Maisa, the Shaila is all these weeks, all the weeks that was gone.
So what happened with the hotel?
Oh, yes, we're going to come to that. Yeah, we're going to come back. Yeah, we're going to come back. Now, the Maisa, let me just ask you, Shaina, all the weeks that there was the first lockdown of COVID, where there was a big bahala and a lot of people were mapped with not to go to someone else's house, right? Now, the Shaina is, does the Eruv, which you put the two matzahs, has that got an effect? Because the whole idea of an Eruv is to combine the two neighbours together, or the many neighbours together, whereby each person feels comfortable to knock on the door and say, you know, actually, I'm actually in the mood of a matzah, is it okay if I take the matzah? But whereas when it comes to during the lockdown, could it be claimed to say that the Eruv was still live and is still current to say that it works? And surely you can say that maybe a one person felt uncomfortable going next door and going inside the house. Is that going to
He didn't use it.
Right. Oh no, but let's say he wants to play, he wants to carry things from you mean.
So he's using it, so it's how.
But to go into the house it didn't feel so comfortable. Yeah, so you have
still using it.
Right, okay. So you have to say that if let's say they were very safe, they kept it very safe, that let's say one household make sure to be not in that room and they open the windows and the guy came and comes with over the mask. So then he would be okay with it, so then sort of that would be okay. Although by law it would be a problem, but the Maisa, the law couldn't really enforce it ad asof. You know, they were trying to get them the minyan, and it was quite difficult for them to find them. So the law part of it is actually a tshuva nid b'yehuda that says there was a shul that they didn't pay taxes, and the government locked the shul, tshuva nid b'yehuda, and they forgot to take the eruv out. There was a few matzahs lying in the shul, and the shtot wanted to know what is with carrying this Shabbos. Can they carry? They didn't yet pay taxes. Zot the Nid B'Yehuda, you can't carry. How can you carry this week? The matzahs are in the shul. And don't say that someone's going to come and lock and cut the lock. Because who is going to have the ha'ozah against the government and open the lock in order to get him into the matzahs? On Shabbos, that was a Nid. So the Nid B'Yehuda writes there that Taka, because of the force of the government, he says, Kimi yishlach yad, who's going to send his hand? Liftoach choysom hanechtam mipkidei hamelech, which is going to open a lock which is sealed with the seal of the king. Yeah, so therefore, but that's in the case of the Nid B'Yehuda where the king specifically came along and put it. It's not as bad as that. Yeah, therefore we can say over here that during those times it's okay. Now back to the case of hospitals and hotels. It comes to a hospital and the shaila is, what happens when there's more than one patient? Unfortunately, let's say there's more than one patient in the hospital, you have two people, you have two yid, and again, if there's only one yid, it doesn't affect, you don't have to make it Erev Chatzeres. It's interesting. If let's say you go on holiday, and there's a few houses there, and you're the only yid, you wouldn't have to make it Erev Chatzeres. It's interesting, because a deer's apple is not considered a deer. It's an interesting halacha. The Maisa, if you have, let's say, you rent a house, a chweis in Preston, anywhere, and you've got five houses there, and you've got one house, and it's all covered, it's a nice area that's all blocked off. So really, you don't need to make it Eruv, but if there's two people, then you do. So if as long as it's not Mechal HaShabbos, then Taka, you would have to make it Eruv Chatzeres. And the Eruv Chatzeres would mean in a hospital, it can get very complicated. You'd have to start doing Sekiris Rishus, you'd have to, meaning going to one of the cleaners or one of the manager, start, that's complicated, it's a shame itself what the Sekiris Rishus is. And the Maisa, you'd have to start making all these Erev Chatzeres. The halacha is that because the patients are so easily movable, and the doctors can easily move patients from one room to another, contents are not considered as if they have a shvisa in their room to consider it a problem. Ravid's mentioning as well, it's also another thing, they didn't exactly pay for their term to be there, they didn't actually acquire their area there, it's not like a rental that they actually want to be there, it's completely different, and therefore the person wants to say that with hospitals there's no shaila with carrying, and you can carry in the hospital, you can carry items in the hospital without making it Eruv. But the shaila is, these svaras are not applicable when it comes to hotels. Hotels, you sign yourself in, it's on your own interest, and you want to have a specific room, and you're very specific about it. And although on paper they can move you around, it's not done so easily. They have to start bribing you. You can start kicking up a fuss. It's not so simple. It's not like the doctors that say, right, the doctor gives one wink and you're already out of the room. It's a different with the hotels. It's a very, very sensitive. They want to keep up their reputation, and therefore it's very dodgy. Therefore, to use these hotels is not so gishmak. The main hotel, which I think is mostly negeah, is the fact that they're eating together. Don't forget, in the hospital, although in the hospital they're eating in their separate room, so in which case that could potentially would have been a problem, but with a hotel, they're eating all together, usually in the same dining room, and even with the COVID, with the distancing and everything, the message is when the one room is also going to be okay. So usually hotels, I believe, they serve the main meal, and even if it's only Shabbos meal, it's enough to be considered that everyone's together. Although everyone's having their own food, their own catered food, I feel like the food combines. You can see what food does. Food combines people, and therefore you don't need the erchatzeit. But sometimes in the matzav, where you don't have this food, you're not eating with everyone else, and then you have to come on to all different sorts of other heterim, which is not so geschmack to rely on. There's a fascinating halacha in Hilchas Erchatzeit. And that is, that if, let's say, you hire a house, and you hire a house, you've got it to a few yidden that hire houses, and it's all in a covered area, which be'etzim you should be able to carry. But if the guy who is renting the houses to you has designated an area in each of the houses to store their kelim, let's say they've got a room for the hoovers and things, not out of that, out of bounds. Sometimes you hire houses and it says there's a room, this room is out of bounds. They've got their things, they've got their furniture. If in the room that they're renting to you, they've been kevea mokum and they've been mashailo mokum for the person renting it, then there is a musuk that you're like considered as his visitor. You're considered as his visitor, and therefore you are not considered as taking over the whole area.
That furniture as well.
Now, so Rav Moshe came along and said, this is the fascinating chiddush Rav Moshe, which everyone seemed to. Basically, everyone argues with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe came along and said, it doesn't have to be that the owner designated a specific area and put his own square there. It could even be the actual house that he's renting out to you has got a bed, it's got a table, it's got a fridge, it's got a sink. And those things, the soicha is not able to do what he likes with it. Imagine he takes a knife and makes a whole cut in the fridge. What's going to be? Now, obviously, the master is going to charge him for it. So obviously the socher has really got to look after the furniture of the maskin. And therefore Rav Moshe has a whopping chiddush to say that is considered a tfisas mokum, that is considered that as if you are like a visitor of the maskin. Okay, these heterim are not, they don't really go down so well because they've got problems with these heterim. Let's get clear. The main heter when a person goes to a hotel is basically that they're eating all together. That's really the main heter.
Two yidden and a gosher but not eating together in the dining room, then they haven't got that.
No.
Okay, in which case?
If you have two yidden of families staying in a gosher hotel,
they're not eating together, that could be a very big problem. The bottle, that's what Tom's saying. Let's say you have a hotel, a chwis in Bournemouth, and it's a gosher hotel, and usually they have a nice supper downstairs, a chwis, they make sure it's kosher. But for some reason, there's only two families. One family is eating out in the Normandy chwis somewhere else, and the other family is eating downstairs. And at no stage are they eating together, then you've got a potential problem of erchatzeit. There'll be a massive issue with carrying from their room anything downstairs. That is taka, something to consider. You'll see when you look on the websites, or the Marshall Star K or something, you'll see when you're talking about hospitals, they say no problem, you don't need erchatzeit. Because erchatzeit is so easy to get around erchatzeit because they're not kaveh mokum, they didn't want it and all that. But when it comes to the hotels, they say, ask your rav. What's pshat in ask your rav? Because it's not so simple. You've got all these considerations to take into account. Are they eating together? The main thing is if they're eating together.
90% of people eating together, 10% aren't. Is that,
that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. As long as that's okay.
And if it's in two restaurants, two areas of eating.
That would also be okay. Now, I have to throw another kula. This is a fascinating kula. And the bialocha brings it down. That if the source of everyone's food is from the same kitchen, which it usually isn't the case by the hotel, that is enough to combine them all together, and that is going to be okay. You will not have to come onto Erev Chatzeit, which will not help with Rav Dov's case when a person's going out, he's not even planning to eat the food, that's not going to help. But if a person is in a hotel where at least the food is made in one area, that would help if they're eating at least in a hotel. Again, it's quite a dodgy, not in all cases when you're in a hotel, you'd have to consider, take all the points into account and follow that.
Can I ask you a question that's been bothering you?
Go on,
this kind of happens a lot.